Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Your food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Seven minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. And, gosh, I guess there was some storm last night. Doug will be along momentarily, but you'll have to fill me in. For people who don't know, we do this show from all over the country. Jay is in Nashville. Victoria is in New Jersey. Phil is in Washington, D.C. at our uplink. Doug is in Boston. I'm out on the West Coast in California, and Doug's power went out. So he'll be along in a bit, but I guess there were some storms that kind of rocked the East Coast, Victoria. Are you guys okay?
Yeah, we're fine. We were okay.
You okay over there?
It was a pretty violent storm. It blew through, and we're right here on the Jersey Shore, so we had lots of lightning out over the ocean. We went out to dinner last night and just sort of watched it happen on the ocean. So it was pretty cool to see. We didn't lose any power or anything, but it came through violently but quickly. So Phil, our producer who's down in D.C., said that his power actually flickered last night, and I guess Doug's power went out on the farm, so it must have gone right up the East Coast, but it was fast, but furious.
Perfect timing for F9,
right?
Just like F9. And yeah. John Cena, who's caught all kinds of trouble for apologizing to China over passengers.
Right.
This story, we talked about it yesterday, and Jay, you can jump in if you want in the trending segments. We talked about John Cena, who released a video that I guess when he was out promoting Fast and Furious 9, F9, which is coming out or already out, depending on where you are, I guess he said Taiwan was a country when he was talking to the people of Taiwan. Well, China didn't like that so much. And so in response to that, John Cena did like this apology video where he said, I love, 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 love the Chinese people and China. And he did it in Mandarin. And he's really getting it here at home. This is not something that's going away. People are saying that he was pathetic for doing all of this. And look, I kind of agree. It looks like he was a hostage when he was making this apology video, and it is pretty pathetic. But I don't think John Cena did that on his own. He's obviously under tremendous pressure from the movie studios to do that because they know how important China is. And
well, the movie's already made over $100 million in China. It's only open in China right now. It doesn't open in the States until, I think, the end of June. So when you've got that much money during a pandemic where no movie made any money, and this one comes out and it's already over the $100 million mark, yeah, I'm sure they were like, you're never going to work again in Hollywood if you don't make this right. I feel sorry for him. It's a terrible position to be in.
It makes me wonder if this is going to allow him to work again. I don't know if this is like a, I don't know if it's a career ender, but he has this reputation as a tough guy because he had the wrestling career behind him and all of that stuff. I mean, you know, he's a nice guy. He's a professional guy. He's a business guy. But I wonder if this makes him less attractive to people because of the apology tour. I mean, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I just sort of feel some sympathy for him.
I do too, because I like him.
Yeah, and we know how much money that you know China is pouring into Hollywood studios. So who knows? Maybe he didn't even. I'm sure he didn't even realize the blunder, or not. You know, depending on which side you're on, I guess, right? So either he said Taiwan is its own country correctly, or not, depending on you know what you think about China. But there's so much money in on the back end of these studios and these movies. He probably didn't even realize that China had heavily invested in his own movie, and I'm sure they're the ones who said, we're going to pull the plug on funding if you don't make this right, and that's why he looks like a hostage, because he basically was. I feel sorry for him.
Crazy.
It's terrible. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to maybe the worst story of the day. Yesterday, certainly a tough day for people in San Jose. Mass shooting in this VTA yard. The motive, I guess, for the shooting is still a mystery, but a ninth shooting victim in this attack died after being transported to the hospital, according to reports. That person is Alex Ward Fritch, 49. He died at Santa Clara Valley Medical Center, according to the local Fox affiliate up there. Earlier, the office of the Santa Clara County Medical Examiner and Coroner had released the names of eight people who were killed in the shooting at the Valley Transportation Authority rail yard. Also dead was the gunman, who has been identified as Sam James Cassidy, who was 57. Authorities said he was known always, right, we always hear this report, as the quiet employee of the VTA, who had no previous criminal record, although he turned his weapon against himself after going on the shooting spree and killing multiple employees, co-workers at this yard. His girlfriend spoke out and said that he wasn't just a quiet man with her, that in fact he'd go on these drinking fueled binges and would like to play mind games. She said in some cases he was abusive to her. So again, they're trying to figure out what went on with this guy, what happened to make him go in this direction. But this was a scene that was pretty incredible. There was a fire crew that responded to his house around the same time when he was at work 8 miles away after the shooting spree had started. So two fires had popped up in the area. They're not sure if these were explosive devices that he planted or what exactly his motivation was.
Yeah, that's what I was reading, too. They don't know the motivation, but that they had had, like, the bomb squad was there. They believe there were explosive devices all around the site. I don't know. It's sad. What makes someone just snap like this and just kill innocent people? Was he, you know, and you always find out later on, oh, he was a disgruntled worker or whatever. Well, why take out innocent coworkers? I never understand that ever, but.
This happened too, I guess, during a union meeting. I don't know if that had something to do with it, but, according to his ex-girlfriend, she said that he had mood swings and that was brought on by his drinking. She said several times during the relationship, he became intoxicated, enraged, and forced himself on her sexually. Oh. And then, of course, the next day would apologize and it would continue. So more information coming out about this person, exactly what his motives were, whether it was political, if it was something personal. No one really knows at this point, but still today, nine people dead, including the gunman in that shooting. So we'll have more information on that. It's 14 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Start with everyone with a brand new puppy they cannot leave home alone. Well, there he is now, disemboweling a sofa. Now narrow it to the puppy parents who need to get their prescriptions refilled today. For you, there's Walgreens same-day prescription delivery. Medication sent right to your door from the local Walgreens you already know and trust. So you can spend all day at home teaching your new puppy some manners. Elroy, roll over. Or just sit there and tilt your head. Aww. To join, text JOINRX to 21525.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because you're...
No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with Certified Refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands. Plus, a 15% off coupon through Memorial Day. So, tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love. We're talking Bose, Works, iRobot, and more. All at up to 50% savings. And now, through Memorial Day, get an extra 15% off coupon to save even more with Certified Refurbished. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, 17 after the hour. This is the DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, and the John. And let's go back to the John Cena thing for a second because I want to sort of underscore what really is going on here. And I know you did that, but I want to throw in my own two cents worth because I am, I don't know, troubled, is it? Does he not get work anymore in terms of the Chinese influence? See, this is so.
No, I think we're just talking about that, and that is that. Number one, he loses kind of his tough guy image, and he looks kind of pathetic for doing this. Yeah. So does that cause him trouble? But if he didn't do it, then he probably would have been in tremendous problem. He would have tremendous trouble with the filmmakers because they're probably on the line to China, and they're saying, "Wait a second, we're making all this money over there. You better step up and say that Taiwan's not a country."
Mm-hmm. Ugh. So it was just a slip of the tongue more than anything else.
Of course, right. It wasn't making a political statement. He was just saying this is the first country that the movie came out in or that I visited or something like that. And China goes nuts because they don't recognize Taiwan as a country.
Okay. So then what do we... This is just another example, and I'm sure you touched on that. It's another example of the Chinese influence. And so what do we do about it as Americans? Do we stop going to see these movies? Do we...
It's pretty hard to tell, honestly, until you're watching the closing credits. And then you see, you know, the Chinese characters written at the very end where you can see, you know, who's behind it or, you know, there's a million production companies on every movie now. So, you know, you don't really know until the very end.
The spread is around.
Yeah.
Hard to tell until your favorite celebrity starts speaking Mandarin in a
play. Right, until he's
in a hostage video. I actually thought it was a put on.
No.
At first.
It looks so creepy to me.
It just looks weird. He looks like he's got some kind of Chinese makeup on. If you look at his eyes, the way his eyes are not normal. Take a look at that again when you get a moment. So, all right, as long as we're talking about China, Biden has asked the U.S. intelligence community to, quote-unquote, redouble their efforts to investigate the origins of the virus. Duh. So are we giving in to them here? He says that we've coalesced around a couple of scenarios. And so a human contact with an infected animal or accidental laboratory leak. Neither of those is what happened. So he's a phony.
What do you mean? How do you mean neither happened? That's exactly what everyone in the scientific community believes. That
I believe it was let out purposely.
Okay, well, that we're never going to... You can never prove that. But
that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
But proving that it came from the lab is, I think, that's the right thing. And I think that's where.
But it isn't an accident. Why are they bracketing it with the term accidental? It isn't, and it wasn't. And most people don't have any common sense to believe that either.
Well, I don't know. That's not true. A lot of people in the scientific community believe that after reading the reports from 2018 and other reports that this lab had a history of bad practices. So it's very possible it was accidental.
Very possible it wasn't, too. 21 after the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, it's now 23 after the hour. This is the DJV program for Thursday, the 27th of May. I'm Doug with Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner. JJ is going to bring us up on, what was that for?
I'm laughing because I don't know that she wants to be called JJ.
Well, you don't know if she does.
I don't mind it. It's one of the things I got called when I was little. One of the many things.
Dynamite.
Right.
Right.
Dynamite.
All right. All right, so we're going to find out what's trending. She has some big news for us that's trending right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so Jay, we've just gone over various nicknames. I'm going to have a hard time not calling you Jaybird. There's nothing that fits for Victoria, though, right?
It's fine. I like
V-Dog.
VJ, huh?
V-Dog.
No.
V-Dog.
All right, here, now, speaking of nicknames, there is a character from Sex and the City that has a nickname. He is a very well-known actor, and people are now happy, it would seem. This will give a big boost, at least in my mind. I'll watch this show, so give us the details, will you please?
Jaybird. Mr. Big will be back.
Mr. Big!
Yes, the Sex and the City follow-up, and just like that, he is officially confirmed. He's the fifth cast member that's been confirmed so far after Carrie and Miranda and Charlotte. We already know Samantha's not coming back. There's going to be a new character played by former Grey's Anatomy star Sarah Ramirez. It's good stuff. And then John Corbett's also been teasing that he's going to be doing a couple things, though nothing has been confirmed, and SJP is even playing coy with it, like, I don't know if it's true or not. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. I'm happy Mr. Big is back because he was just, you know, such an underlying story of that whole series. Exactly. But after the second film, when Carrie cheats on Big with Aiden, it's kind of like, you know what, Aiden, you're done. Go sit down.
Yeah, I'm kind of over. I mean, Aiden looked hot.
Hold on just
but,
a second. There's the way that Jay says stuff. There's a punctuation without there being punctuation there. Sit down. You're done. I think it's compelling. Thank you, Jay. Anyway, he's one of the most popular people and successful people on Broadway. You know, he owns his own theater. And for some reason or other, I have an Instagram account that has been activated around my children and him. Every time there's a post, I've been following him. He's got a great place in the Berkshires, and there's always pictures of that. He has very interesting political points of view and family stuff. He's a very interesting character. Very likable, apparently, in real life as well. Very approachable. And I think that he, because he's part of the New York acting scene, and SJP, how do you like that? I'm pretty cool because I know SJP. You know what it stands for.
So hip.
Yeah, right. That's me. They apparently are very good friends. At first, didn't it seem like he wasn't coming back, and then she prevailed on him, or what kind of happened?
Well, I think he was probably holding out and negotiating for more money. The rumor, though, is still that he's only going to be in the beginning, and that the rumor that I've seen online is that he gets arrested for financial crimes, and then Carrie leaves him, and then Aiden comes back into the picture.
And then Lady, what's her, the Equalizer, gets him out of his jam, right?
Yes.
Again, Lady, what, Latifah, Queen Latifah, I call
Queen.
It Lady. Queen Latifah, would you like to be queen for a day? All right, good story, 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Say hello to happy, healthy hair at Ulta Beauty's Gorgeous Hair Event, happening right now. Get hair care happy with 50% off hair care essentials from brands like Hot Tools and Living Proof. And get wow-worthy hair with unbeatable deals on shampoo and conditioner pairs from brands like Redken. Longer sunny days just mean more time to show off your new style. Hurry, this event ends May 29th. Discover your best hair yet. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New coronavirus infections in the United States fell by nearly 20% over the past week, the fifth straight week of double-digit declines. America's vaccination drive is working. Earlier this week, it was announced 50% of all American adults have been vaccinated. Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union on Wednesday filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's ban on abortions except in medical emergencies. Arkansas's law is due to go into effect in late summer. It makes it a felony for doctors to provide abortions except in medical emergencies. In a follow-up, a suspect was arrested Tuesday night for allegedly shooting at a number of cars with BB guns on a Los Angeles freeway. Investigators are now trying to determine if it was the same suspect linked to dozens of similar incidents in Southern California highways over the past month. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
As China's embassy in the United States said that politicizing the COVID-19 issue would hamper investigations into the origins, the United States is pressing forward.
Today, the president asked the intelligence community to redouble their efforts to collect and analyze information that could bring us closer to a definitive conclusion and to a report back to him in 90 days. Back in early 2020, the president called for the CDC to get access to China to learn about the virus so we could fight it more effectively. And we will continue to press China to participate in a full, transparent, evidence-based international investigation with the needed access to get to the bottom of a virus that's taken more than 3 million lives across the globe.
Many Americans believe the extra unemployment funding for the out-of-work should end. Dan Rocky reports.
A new poll shows that a majority of Americans agree with the moves that several states have made in ending enhanced federal unemployment benefits. At least 23 states have announced they will opt out of the federal program that provided an extra $300 in weekly unemployment benefits. A Quinnipiac poll released Wednesday showed that 54% of Americans believe that ending the extra payments is the right move, with 38% saying it's the wrong thing to do. State officials who have moved to end the benefits argue that the extra payments have contributed to labor shortages.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The time is important. 34 after the hour on the DJV program as we slog and blog our way through this Thursday already. What does it mean to live a good life? Ladies, what does it mean when you think about the lives that you lead? Jennifer works hard and once in a while complains, but not much. She's not much of a complainer. Victoria, not much of a complainer about things that have to do with her work life and her social life. And Jay, I don't remember hearing you complain about anything, although you probably could. Well, you complain a little about your arthritis, but that's not, you know, it doesn't get in the way of making you happy, right? The
I didn't know she had arthritis, but okay.
It's pain, chronic pain, same thing, fibromyalgia.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, but making you happy is kind of your job, and you all sound to me happy. I think listeners think that we are all pretty much, most of them, once in a while we get off on a tangent, and we don't sound too happy, but I think we're all pretty much, we have happiness in our lives because we're doing purposeful things. We have meaning in our lives. And sometimes it becomes monotonous, maybe even boring. I don't feel that with any of us. I know I'm very fortunate. I don't have a boring life at all. I have a wonderful life, very interesting, surrounded by interesting things to do and interesting people in my life, whether it's, I think we attract it though, don't you? When you get right down, I heard you talking about your astrological chart, Jennifer, and being an Aquarian and what that does to your personality. You attract people. You are likable, and you attract the same, I think. Sometimes you attract people as you were just saying, who have a problem and they think you want to listen to them, although...
That's not fair, because I do. I do want to. Look, when you ask about how to have a good life, this is like really, I don't know why, but like the universe points us in different directions. Have you heard about shoulder taps?
No.
No.
What's
okay.
a shoulder tap?
So, weirdest thing, this will be my tangent for the day, but a couple of days ago...
Well, are you suggesting I get off on tangents? Is that the...
No, I wouldn't. I'd never suggest that.
Never suggest that.
But I don't know why this, I don't know, I'm a big believer in timing and like trusting what the universe, God, whatever you believe in, throws in front of you, right? And to pay attention to something. And so I was getting ready one morning, and I have a really tight schedule in the morning. I don't have a lot of time for messing around. Like everything's pretty much a routine because I have to, not have to, but I get to do this program and then I get to go do another program and I have to leave the house to go do that one. And so tight schedule. And I happened to hit my phone in the wrong way, and Facebook opened up, and I see this friend of mine, a colleague and a friend of my family, who had posted a video. There was no description on this video. I hate watching videos. I never watch videos because videos take a really long time, so I never hit them ever. You know, people put a ton of videos up on social media. Never hit them. This had no description. But as I was putting my shoes and my clothes on, I hit the link. I don't know why. And it was not even a compelling. It was like a guy sitting there, freeze frame. Hit the video. And so I'm putting my clothes on as I'm listening to this guy talk about shoulder taps. And he said that he was out at a restaurant with, and I'm sure this guy must be somebody, and I don't even know who he is. Telephone. You want to get that? I can wait.
Yeah. Well, excuse you.
Anyway, so he's talking about how he was out to dinner, I'm guessing with whoever he calls his wife. He mentioned a name. And he said he had this feeling that he looked over, he saw this table, and this older lady looked beautiful, was waiting at a table by herself. And then other people came and sat down with her. And he had this feeling that he was supposed to go up and tell her that she looked beautiful. And so he didn't say anything to his wife, but as they were leaving, he got up and he said he kind of went over, tapped her on the shoulder, crouched down to be on her level and said, I don't know if anyone has told you this today, but you look absolutely beautiful. And she looked at him and said, I know you. And he said, no, I don't think we've ever met. She goes, no, I know your spirit. She said, that's exactly something my husband would have said. And he died a year ago today.
Oh, my God. I got chills.
I know. And so they hugged. They, you know, he goes on and talks about it. And he said that shoulder taps, being open to hearing what other people might need around you. And I don't know. I feel like that maybe without knowing it, that's always how I've tried to, like, live my life, like by smiling at people and not hiding away. Yeah, that's why I hate the mask so much, because I feel like it just separates us from connecting with other people. And so that's been kind of in my mind lately. And I feel like maybe it's just our job not to do something big and wonderful and like huge, but to have a good and rewarding life. You just leave things better than when you got here, you know, stay open to all that stuff. So that's been like in my mind and in my heart this week a lot.
Wow. Do you think you're a little bit psychic?
Do I think I'm psychic?
No, a little bit. Do you think you're a little bit? No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
No, I call it, I think I'm empathetic. I think I feel people's emotions more than I see or hear them. So, like, I can feel, like, just listening to people's voices or being in the room with them, I feel stuff more than I hear it or, you know, more than it sinks in with me. I feel it.
Because I mean, behind the scenes, that's why I was joking with you not that long ago about how your office, which I've never seen, but I was just guessing that everyone would probably show up into your office with their problems and, you know, lay on your couch and you have all the good snacks and you've got the tissues and, you know, you're
don't forget the Leaning Tower of Wine boxes.
Right. I mean, you're the office that everyone wants to go and, you know, and shed their problems in. So I feel like you're part therapist as well as, you know, maybe a little bit of an empath too.
It's on my business card. Yeah, that was a funny, like, when I was younger, I always thought I would be a therapist, and I'm kind of glad that I wasn't, because I feel, I don't know, how many of you take on other, like, do you take on other people's problems? And I don't know, I think I'd be a disaster if I'd been a therapist.
I would think that if you're,
sort of school for training to get that all off.
To turn it off.
To compartmentalize.
It depends on how you grew up, what you grew up around, and what you are around now. That was by the way, everybody wants to know, why would the phone ring in the studio? It's the bat phone, and the cows are out. So
So that's someone missed a really, you say your cow.
Yeah, you missed a really good story. I have to tell you.
Then I started the story.
I know.
Yeah. So I don't get to hear it because.
So what do you have to do with the cows? They're just wandering around
call
the neighborhood.
And make a couple of calls. Yeah, they're wandering around people's lawns that probably don't like me in the first place. So.
Doug Steffen's cows are out again.
Yeah. Okay. It's either that or 179 houses. Take your pick. All right. 41 past the hour. Exactly a year ago, people learned that they were going to get a break from isolation, that we were 2 months into it. I was thinking about what was going on, what Charlie Baker said about restaurants and, you know, seating diners again, and that didn't last very long. I was thinking about how things have changed, and one of the big things, the business obviously about being outdoors or indoors, eating, that kind of stuff, grocery shopping, but do you understand really how this whole thing has changed where we live and how we play, the idea where we are moving to. I mean, we've talked about this a little bit, but I saw something that really was startling in terms of the pandemic changing where we live and how people have basically thrown caution to the wind. You know, people have lived in California, for example, all their lives. Or people, it's coastal to the inner part of the country. It's people that live in Portland that can't stand what was going on, or I don't know, is it still going on there, who just said enough already, moved out. 880,000 some odd people have moved out of Portland proper this year. 800, almost 900,000 people have moved out of California this year, most of them from San Francisco and Los Angeles. Not many people. You live in inland California. You don't really want to go, if you like living there, if you can stand, you know, the taxes and the pressure from stupid government, that's, you know, the motivating factor. That's old news. But where they're going, one of the things Jack Stockwell, who lives in Salt Lake City, was telling me, is that the number, the population up there has increased by 42,000 people this year alone. Salt Lake City. I don't even know why you want to go to Salt Lake. I mean, it's not a bad place, but I would be the last place I'd choose to live. It has gray winters and stuff, but a lot of people like to ski. It just,
you know, I think government has gotten so big right now in big cities that people just want to be left alone. One of the, you know, it used to always be when people left California, they'd go to Texas or maybe to Arizona, maybe to Nevada. Not usually, because there's not a ton of job availability like in Las Vegas unless you're in certain industries. But now I am hearing so many people tell me that they're going to Idaho. Like, who would have ever thought of Idaho? But I feel like maybe that's the response in your brain after you've been tied down for so long. You just want open spaces and you want to be left alone. And maybe that's what Idaho offers, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Right. Or some of these places, like just
Montana.
Leave me alone. Give me some space.
Billings, we have a station in Billings, Montana. I see from the things they send me how much the community has changed, frankly. All right, in league with that, the ideas of folks who are running governments, whether it be state, local governments, people coming up with ideas to get people vaccinated. You see all the ads now, hear them on the radio. There are tons of ads now to get you vaccinated. New York, for example, is going to raffle off 50 four-year scholarships to any public college or university for people between the ages of 12 to 17 who get the vaccine in the next 6 weeks. So that's part of the initiative. I see we're doing something like that in Massachusetts. It's down. What are they doing? Did I see something in New Jersey that sort of is like that?
So far, we're only giving away beer. That I haven't seen any more than the beer and the shot. Or they
so
call
what
it the
are
shot
some of
the
more creative ways that you've seen, any of you, with people being encouraged to get the shots? I was thinking some on the farm with ice cream.
I think free Yankee tickets for a season. I think they're
doing in L.A. They're doing the same thing with the Yankees. It's like a raffle for season seats. I think the Yankees are doing it, and then the in L.A. it was the Lakers. If you got it at a certain time, like last weekend, I think if people got it, they were automatically entered into a raffle for the season seats.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm no fan of United Airlines, but I think their thing where you get free a whole year of free travel, like unlimited flights, I think that's probably the best one. I've already entered it myself, so I think that's the best contest that I've seen so far. But I don't know. I think it's interesting to kind of people seem to be it seems to be working. We talked about it, I think, 2 days ago. The Ohio raffle has seen an increase of
what was it, 28% of younger people got the vaccine, you know, from the week before after they announced the raffle and the scholarships if you're under 18 in Ohio. So, yeah, it seems to be incentivizing people. It's working.
Well, I'm looking around at all of the things. I'm trying, as you know, to weed out a lot of conversation about COVID, immunity, vaccinations, that sort of stuff, the numbers, the stats. But I do think it's interesting to see how things are sort of getting ramped back up again. The folks at Disney say that Disney World and Disneyland back to full capacity, but not till fall. And I wonder why that is. Why is it that, why not now?
Everybody seems to be waiting until the fall. I think the summer is probably, like last summer, the numbers really dipped, and it probably won't be that much of a big deal.
But it's an opportunity to get back cash.
But also, Disney's celebrating their 50th anniversary this fall, too, in October, so they're probably trying to make sure all their ducks are in a row.
So they're going
to
have bargains, like instead of $120 a day for a three-year-old kid, you can get in for $119?
Probably not.
I would think
probably
it'd
be more expensive. Yeah, it's more expensive.
Anyway, also in league with that, I can't believe we're talking about football again already, but apparently the NFL says that they're going to try to normalize the calendar. Teams getting back to training. Don't they start like the end of July to train?
Well, I think they have some practices happening right now.
Voluntary training is happening now.
Really?
Right.
The season ticket renewal rate is 90%. So the stadiums will all be filled. Just like this weekend, the Red Sox are playing to a full stadium. Most of the baseball teams have an open stadium now. Is that the policy?
Not all. I think it's going to be June 15th is most. For Los Angeles, I know the Dodgers are going back, and the Angels will go back to full capacity on the 15th. I was watching the Astros play the Dodgers last night. They're not at full capacity yet, so I think it's still coming.
Yeah.
Depends on where you are.
All right, 47 after the hour. This is the Thursday DJV program.
In the know, I'm Jasmine Guignard. Chef Yumna Jawad, the feel-good foodie, is sharing tips for plant-based summer meals that are good for you and good to eat.
My number one tip for all cooking is to keep meals easy to prepare and the ingredients simple and fresh. Eating more plant-based protein is also important to me for my family. LightLife makes it easy because they have more than 20 clean and delicious plant-based protein options to choose from. I love to use their plant-based meatballs to make summer meals like grilled kebabs.
You've probably heard of tofu, but do you know about tempeh?
Tempeh is like tofu's cooler cousin. Tempeh is savory, nutty, and can easily take on any flavor of whatever you're cooking. LightLife has 5 tempeh flavors to choose from, including smoky bacon and buffalo, which are great on a salad or something like a Buddha bowl.
Find more recipes and inspiration at lightlife.com. And now you are in the know.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver
Sulfur is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
TikTok is 53 after the hour. Here on the DJV program for Thursday. It's time for Tech Talk, not TikTok. I suppose we could do TikTok the time for Tech Talk. What about that, Victoria? Pretty clever. Well, maybe not too clever.
Sure.
The story of the Amazon-MGM deal has a new wrinkle, and what is that?
It does have a wrinkle. So we had basically speculated that this deal would go through, and it turns out on Tuesday it was announced they had reached a deal. Amazon will buy MGM Studios property for $8.45 billion. And so the antitrust figures in Congress are already not happy about this. In a letter on Wednesday, Senator Amy Klobuchar, who's been in the news a lot, whether it's Cuba or now this, she basically sounded the alarm over the size and scope of this deal. She called on the Justice Department to investigate the acquisition before it gets finalized. She said, this is a major acquisition that has the potential to impact millions of customers. The Department of Justice must conduct a thorough investigation to ensure that this deal won't risk harming competition. With anything with Amazon, that's the big fear, right, is that it's going to harm competition. Amazon's already in trouble. Earlier this week, they're facing their first major antitrust lawsuit that's been thrown at them by the D.C. Attorney General, Carl Racine. That lawsuit accuses Amazon of suppressing competition and placing strict conditions on third-party sellers and how they price their products. So they've already got that on the books, and so now Amy Klobuchar effort, this actually is bipartisan, which is not a word we get to use often anymore, but Democrats and Republicans both say Amazon should not be allowed to buy MGM. Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri said that the sale should not go through. Amazon's already a monopoly platform that owns e-commerce, shipping, groceries, and the cloud, and they shouldn't be permitted to buy anything else, period. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if you know, I know in the past when AT&T bought Time Warner, that was, I know Trump went after them because he didn't like Time Warner because of CNN, but the larger issue at the time was a lot of people were concerned that it was too big and that, you know, Warner Media, which is now, you know, the huge conglomerate, which is now even moving forward with merging with Discovery Network. So everything is just getting bigger and bigger.
Mergers and more mergers. Yep. You have to see it all across the spectrum in this business, my farm business, you see it all over the place. Not healthy, not good. Not good for you, not good for the end user. 99 times out of 100. Okay, up next, Airbnb making some announcements. We'll check it out after this.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Can you take care of the windows? Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind. Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, so what's the word from the Airbnb folks, Victoria?
Well, Airbnb made multiple announcements this week. Pretty much, they want to make sure everybody doesn't forget about them. So the announcements are designed to get people renting and traveling and obviously choosing Airbnb to make all their plans. They announced new flexible booking, which lets people search across days, weeks, or months to plan a trip, as well as more location flexibility when you're looking for a place to stay. They also launched a faster onboarding process for hosts, because a lot of people who do have property are now thinking about making extra money, and so renting out your place as an Airbnb is a great option. And so Airbnb wants to make it easier for new hosts to get into the service. Now, Vrbo is the main competitor of Airbnb, and so they're basically, they've been trying to poach a lot of the hosts from Airbnb, like especially the super hosts. They're the ones who get the highest ratings. So Airbnb is trying to keep all of those people. They're also expanding the idea of travel beyond short vacations. Airbnb says nearly 25% of bookings are long-term, which means 28 days or longer. And in cities like New York, 60% of the bookings are 28 days or longer. And essentially, Airbnb CEO said that he sees the future of people renting permanently from Airbnb. And so essentially making it like cable TV. You cut the cord, and then you just pay everything, you know, as a fee as you go along. It's kind of interesting.
Bunga bunga. That sounds like a big change. All right, thank you. Victoria Keelan here. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.